Okay, this is a story about my name and about my other name and about how the confluence of the two may have almost lost me a job. But before that, the 10. If I had started working in public radio 10 days after I did, the name you would know me by would very probably not be Nathan. It would instead be Ashley. For about 4 years of my life, nearly everyone I knew called me Ashley, and a great many people I did not know knew me very well as Ashley. Let me back up a little bit first. I grew up in super rural Pennsylvania, where we barely had television, but we did have public radio. So I listened to public radio all my life, always wanted to work within the system, only applied to colleges that had affiliated public radio stations. When I got accepted to American University in D.C., I applied for a job at WAMU there before classes started. And I got it. This was a work-study job, 6 hours a week, sitting in the corner filing papers. So it wasn't really the glamorous public radio job of my dreams, but it was within public radio nonetheless. And I introduced myself there as my name, Nathan. 10 days after that, I was eating lunch at the college cafeteria. And there was a conversation going on about unisex names, names for both genders, Pat and Chris and Morgan, etc. And the name Ashley was brought up. Either I made a joke about the name Ashley, or, and this is more probable, I was the butt of a joke about the name Ashley. But everyone at the table called me Ashley for the rest of the meal. It would have probably not gone anywhere, but one of the girls at the table was in almost all my classes. She got everyone there to call me Ashley. She lived in my dorm building. Soon everyone there was calling me Ashley. And after about 2 weeks of this, I started to like it. And I started introducing myself as Ashley. When the new semester began, I told all of my new professors to call me Ashley. In fact, nearly every paper I handed in college said written by Ashley Sterner. Because I wasn't making much at a six-hour-a-week job in public radio, I got a second job at a convenience store at the campus, and I was Ashley there as well. It was on my name tag. And after 2 years of serving up the three C's to students, coffee, cigarettes, and condoms, everyone on campus knew me, and knew me relatively well as Ashley. This campus convenience store job was the one that I may have almost lost because of it. Here's what happened. I was coming to work late. It may have been 10 minutes late, so let's throw that in there. And instead of going the back way that I was supposed to, I took a shortcut. I cut through the college arena through this long, long hall, at the end of which was a back entrance to the convenience store. I was almost at this entrance when I heard, "Stop." And I turn around, and there are two policemen coming at me very rapid, looking very seriously. I said, "What's going on?" They said, "We have not secured that area." And I said, "Well, why do you have to?" He said, "There's an event going on here today. That area has not been cleared, and you're going to have to not go in there." I said, "Well, I'm late for work, and it's right on the other side of the door." They said, "No, let me see some ID." And I said, "Wearing my uniform, of course. My name's Ashley. You can ask anyone on the other side of the door." He said, "No, some real ID." So I pull out my driver's license, and I hand it to him. And as I am doing this, I realize that the name on this license does not match the name on my tag. He doesn't say anything about it, but he looks at the two, and he says, "Wait here." And he goes out the hall with my license, and I'm standing there with the other police officer. And for about a minute, we just stand in silence, and I think, I might lose my job over this. I've been late a couple times before. This could be the final straw. As I'm standing there thinking this, I see this flash of color at the end of the hall. And it comes to me what the event is. The Dalai Lama is scheduled to come to American that day, so that's all the extra security. Now, I don't know for sure that it was him, but as I recall, it was. And as I recall, we made eye contact, and he sort of gave me a grin. And he walked off, and 30 seconds later, the policeman came back, handed my ID to me, and I left, and everything was fine. I like to imagine that the Dalai Lama intervened on my behalf in some way. And not just because that would be cool, but also because, well, there may not be much about me and the Dalai Lama that are similar, but he does know what it's like to have one name at birth and get another one a little bit later on. So, Back to radio and my name. When I finally got on the air, college was over. I didn't really have any friends who called me Ashley anymore, so I went by Nathan, of course, because that's what everyone knew me by. And Ashley probably would have died at that point. But 2 years later, I started dating someone who was at that college table at the very beginning. And 9 years later, we are still together. So when I leave WYPR in the afternoons, frequently I do not hear any name but Ashley until I get to work the next day. And but for those 10 days early on, Ashley might be my name for all of you. But as it is, I'm Nathan Sterner, WYPR.